I think that today the real winner was netball.
The real winner was netball. Michael, how was it for you?
Yeah, really good. Enjoyed it. Obviously, first time ever playing netball. So good to get out there, learn the rules. I think that's one thing we need to work on. I think some of us were stepping outside the court a little bit too much and just, but you know, it'll come with practice. So yeah, I'm looking forward to see how it goes and where we go from here.
Yeah, so a couple of the guys were talking at Mixed Netball the other day and they said they now appreciate just how technical netball actually is. What were your expectations of netball before you did it in comparison to now?
Well, expectations of netball, to be fair, I'd watched a few games and realised how technical it was and how physical it was, but actually playing it, you know, you play for 4 or 5 minutes and you're sweating really badly. The technical asset of it is incredible compared to where we were, you know. It's just such a tough game, really, compared to what you expect of netball.
In terms of the reputation of netball, like you touched on, do you think that, from a men's perspective, is there still that cliche that netball is a girls' sport? Not even a women's sport, a girls' sport?
It's just an athlete sport at the end of the day. I mean, you see, everyone's working so hard. You see us now, we're sweating a lot. So yeah, you know, I think that stigma of it being just a girl sport is definitely out the window.
And just finally, what do you think, like personally, what would you like to work on going forward?
The rules will be a big one, and I think at the moment we're just sort of running around on the court and playing against Guernsey today. You can see how technically good they are, and it makes a difference, and we're a lot more tired than them because we're wasting a load of energy.